Please do be seated. And I pray that I'd speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
There is a bit of a sense that Remembrance Sunday and the act of remembrance has a little bit of the rhythm and the feeling of the funeral service. Because at a funeral service you look back and give thanks for the life of an individual. You mark a particular moment in time, a very significant moment in time, which is the passing of a life. And you look forward with hope as the person is committed to God for the future. And on Remembrance Sunday, we look back and we remember those who have given their lives in the service of their country. And it's very appropriate that we do that, and it's appropriate that we do that in full and diligently, so that our hope for the future is also full. So we look back and we remember the lives of those who have been given their lives in service of the country. We remember all of those who have been impacted by wars and by conflicts. We mark a particular moment in time, which is another year has passed since, for example, the two great wars, but a year has passed since the conflicts that we also remember. And because we look back and we remember and we mark that time, we look forward with hope that learning from our experiences and memories of the past, marking them appropriately, we have a hope for the future. When we were looking at All Saints and All Souls last week, one of the passages that I used was from Ecclesiasticus, which was a passage set for morning prayer the previous week. And there it talks of remembering those who are famous, those who are well known, but it also talks of remembering those who have no memorial, who are forgotten in that sense. And on Remembrance Sunday, we remember all of those people, those who are known and those who are not known. And it's appropriate that we do, so that we have that hope for the future. Micah was a writer who was writing during a time of war. He almost certainly experienced war himself. And he too picks up that threefold theme of looking back, marking a particular time, and looking forward. The gym where I go to has just reopened after 2 months. It was closed for a refurbishment. And they talk of muscle memory. And it just seems that my legs were fine. They'd remembered. My arms seemed to have forgotten the weights that we lifted together. And it's taking a bit of time just to get them back into the shape that they were. But it's a bit like that with all of our memories. Some are very sharp and very vivid, even though perhaps they happened a long time ago. And others become very vague very quickly. And Micah draws people together in their memories of what God has been and what he means to them. He speaks out against both Jerusalem in the south and Samaria in the north. He speaks out about the emptiness of the religion. He speaks out against the oppression of those who are disadvantaged, and calls the nations to hope in the future, based on that hope in God, who has redeemed, in that sense, creation. And he sees that for some for some of the Israelites, their memories are becoming faded and they're forgetting what God has done. And in other areas, perhaps memories are getting embroidered and getting enlarged, both of which, getting fragmented and forgetting or getting enlarged, detract from the sincerity of what that memory is about. And on Remembrance Sunday, it's important that we too have that balance, that remember with sincerity and with honesty what has happened in the past that brings us to this day. And Micah calls on the people to use their memories of God and to use their experience of what God has done for them to inform their life for the present time. That those memories would inform their living and their true peace. And Micah points out that that true peace can only come through God. That's when the plowshares and the swords will be turned from implements of war to implements of peace. That's when people will live in real security in their houses, when people turn back to God. And as with all things, that takes God and humankind working together, hand in hand. It's something where God requires our active participation, but we also require God as we seek peace. Politics, diplomacy, and in some cases military means may play a part, but Micah points out that true peace can only come through utter dependence on the Lord alone. As we remember those who have died, we too need to work with God hand in hand as we too seek peace, real peace, that peace which passes understanding, that peace which is more than an absence of war. We work with God hand in hand. And sometimes it's as if we think peace happens out there, and other people work on it, and it's somebody else's responsibility. But actually, we all have a responsibility to bring about peace in our own lives and in the lives of those that we encounter day by day. That's what God calls us to use in that sense our memories and our experience of what God has done and the peace that He brings, so that others come to know Him and to know that peace which comes through God alone. He calls us to different vocations. He calls us to different things. Some may be involved in politics, diplomacy, or whatever, but God calls us all to be involved in bringing His peace as we remember those who sacrificed themselves to bring a peace, the relative peace that we now have. As we remember them, as we look back, we remember them, those who are known and those who perhaps are unknown. Increasingly, we remember perhaps not events, but we remember the events through the images and the words of others, as we were not witness to some of those events. But we look back and we remember with thanks. We mark that particular day. We mark with thanksgiving their sacrifice. But we look forward with hope for what they have bought with their lives, for many of them. But we look forward in the hope that true peace will come as we work hand in hand with God to bring that peace here on earth. Malcolm Guite is a contemporary Christian poet who writes prolifically, meditations and poems on a number of topics. And a few years ago, he wrote a sonnet for Remembrance Sunday. November pierces with its bleak remembrance of all the bitterness and waste of war. Our silence tries, but fails to make a semblance of that lost peace they thought worth fighting for. Our silence seethes instead with wraiths and whispers and all the restless rumours of new wars. The shells are falling all around our vespers. No moment is unscarred. There is no pause. In every instance, blooded innocence falls to the weary earth. And while we stand, quiescence ends, and again in acquiescence. And Abel's blood still cries in every land. One silence only might redeem that blood. Only the silence of a dying God. Amen.
Amen.